Pittsburgh's mayoral primary is less than a month away, and so far the debates have focused on hot-button issues like policing and affordable housing, but not the environment. PublicSource.org's Oliver Morrison spoke to the four Democratic candidates about their environmental plans. He filed this report for the Allegheny Front.
The race features two political veterans and two newcomers. Incumbent Mayor Bill Peduto and State Representative Ed Gainey both have a long track record.
I am the only candidate who can proudly state that my record reflects that of Pittsburgh's environment for 30 years.
That's Peduto. He's a well-known champion of bike lanes and addressing climate change. Under his leadership, the city has set ambitious goals to reduce greenhouse gases. It has, for example, been buying electric cars and renewable energy. Gainey says his personal history will allow him to expand the environmental community.
You know, I come from a single mom, so we wasn't, we didn't come up in that environmental community where we understood the terminology or the language. We just understood I had asthma and the nights I couldn't breathe.
He wants to focus on educating low-income and black Pittsburghers about environmental justice, but his team looked at polling that said he should focus on other issues first, like policing and housing.
On your website, you have listed 16 different policy priorities. The environment isn't listed anywhere.
It'll be listed tomorrow. Put one out every week. Every week we were putting one out, so the environment and education will be listed tomorrow.
After our interview, Gainey's team put out five environmental priorities. His ideas, like an ordinance to remove lead contamination, are continuations of policies already underway. Peduto has tried to paint Gainey as a promoter of fracking after Gainey didn't show up for two fracking-related votes last year in Harrisburg. Gainey did vote in favor of a tax credit for petrochemical companies, but that was after voting for an amendment that would strengthen the bill's environmental protections. Historically, Gainey has voted with environmental advocates 98% of the time, according to one recent audit. The candidates have one telling disagreement: how to pay for water infrastructure. The Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority has been raising rates to keep the city's water safe and clean.
We were proactive in assuring that low-income individuals would be able to have a break and not be forced out of their home because of a water bill.
Black Pittsburghers pay one of the highest shares of their income on utilities already. Gainey thinks it's hypocritical for Peduto to say that he supports environmental justice and rate increases.
We're going to say we want to protect the most vulnerable. We want to do what's right by them. But I'm for raising the rates. Is that the only thing that we have available in our toolkit?
The new rates will help pay for projects to capture more stormwater. Climate change is bringing more rain, and the city needs to adapt to prevent flooding and landslides, Peduto said.
If we want to be able to assure that we're not going to have raw sewage in our rivers as a 21st century city, we have to adopt a green infrastructure plan that acts more like a sponge than a funnel.
The authority doesn't spend its money efficiently, Gainey said. He wants an audit, and he wants to see if the improvements can be paid for by selling more bonds instead. If Pittsburghers split their vote between Peduto and Gainey, the city could end up electing someone with a very different approach to the environment. Tony Moreno, a retired police officer, says the best way to address the high asthma rates in low-income communities is to give them better health care. He doesn't think air pollution is contributing.
When you see some other neighborhoods get affected worse, it's not because the pollution over that specific neighborhood is worse. It's because they don't get the care that they should.
In fact, air pollution varies widely. The worst pollution is in the Mon Valley, outside the city. But data show it varies in the city, too. In 2019, particle pollution was 20% worse in the East End, near Homewood, than the air in Lawrenceville, a few miles away. Moreno supports the oil and gas industry more than Peduto. He thinks the city should have been investing in natural gas cars rather than electric cars. He even said he would bring in fracking technology to help.
They have to keep clean water to frack. It's highly regulated because it could be very dangerous if it gets out and it pollutes our water tables. I want them to come here to the city of Pittsburgh, and I want to use their technology to help clean our rivers.
Another candidate is Mike Thompson, a 38-year-old progressive. Thompson said he would do more to call out polluters, but he doesn't think his best shot to win is with environmental voters. He hopes he can win on other issues, like affordable housing.
The people who want a strong record as a mayor who's worked on the environment, I'm just assuming they're voting on Peduto. If you like your police department and you're completely happy with no term limits and unchecked power forever, then, you know, then he's your mayor.
The election is May 18th. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Oliver Morrison at publicsource.org.